Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. And hey, Happy New Year. It's New Year's Eve here on the feed, and we've got our live call-in show from this past Sunday night, December 27th, 2020. And we take your calls for an hour, and we discuss two major topics after we have the news at the top of the show. We talk about the most memorable moments at Walt Disney World in 2020. What are you going to remember when you look back at the Disney universe in 2020? And then what are we hoping to get back the most in 2021? Is it fast passes? Is it all the resorts being open? Fireworks? Extra magic hours? What is it? So we have a fun time talking Disney. It's one of our better Sunday night shows. It was a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy it today on the feed. Don't forget, these shows always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget, there's a great early 2021 room discount out for January through April right now. And then on January 5th, there's going to be a new offer where if you get a package with a room and tickets of at least 3 days, you get 2 days free on those tickets starting on January 5th. So check out all the details over at themagicforless.com. Please continue to use our Amazon affiliate link over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That's a great free way to support the show, and even the small purchases do add up. So please bookmark it and use it as often as you can. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, again, thank you so much to our patrons. You guys really made this podcast be able to continue in 2020, and I'm eternally grateful to each and every one of you. If you'd like some extra content, support the show over there, just check it out. patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show. This is Mike Rallman, host of the Be Our Guest Podcast, and one of the senior agents that hangs out over at themagicforless.com, helps people plan amazing Disney getaways. I got somebody down to Disney's Caribbean Beach in the last hour. They're going to have a good time next November, and I love doing that, working with a surprise 13th birthday party for a guest this afternoon. And my daughter turns 13 in 2 days when this comes out on the feed on Thursday. So, yeah, there's that. At least I'm getting older, which is kind of scary. But glad you're here on a Sunday night. We're going to be taking your calls. It's a busy time of the year. Sometimes I get distracted. Thank you so much for being here. We're recording this show live just for posterity's sake on Sunday night, December 27th, 2020, on Facebook and YouTube. You can check out the video if you're listening to the audio on the feed. You can always go back and check out the conversation that went on in the chat room as we talked, and have the comments on the screen as we go, both Facebook and YouTube, to search for the Be Our Guest podcast. And you are there. All right, first show since Christmas. And today, of course, when this comes out on the feed, it is already New Year's Eve. We've got a lot going on, right? So let's talk Christmas. If you want to talk about how your Christmas was, I know 2020, nothing has been the same. Maybe you celebrated a masked up Christmas with friends and family. Maybe you didn't get to see your friends and family in person. Maybe you did a Zoom thing or some other FaceTime or some other technology. Maybe you got to go to church. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you just did something totally new that becomes a new tradition. Who knows? We could talk about that, but we do have some news at the top of the show. So let's get to that. And then I'll give our two topics that I have for the calls tonight. I hope you can help me out with these topics, because I do want to have your thoughts on these things. But let's we got a lot of news real quick, so I'm just going to hit the headlines. Again, the news is always over at themouseforless.com. Click on the news tab and you'll find out what Ricky has been up to, what she's been writing. She is down at Walt Disney World as we speak. I believe she's coming home. No, she's actually not, because she has a Crystal Palace reservation tomorrow. So she is still down at Walt Disney World. So since we have talked last time on a live call-in show, let's hit some of the news. We are getting some more resorts reopening. That is a great thing. That is one of the best signs that things are moving in the right direction. So, and we have one resort that they pushed back the opening. So let's talk about All-Star Movies. That resort was originally going to open on February 9th, and now it's being pushed back to March 22nd. So I don't know what's going on there. They're probably doing a refurb, if I had to guess, and maybe it's taken longer than expected. So if you're going to stay at All-Star Movies, March 22nd is when that one will reopen. Now, when we get to the summer, we have some more options. Disney's Beach Club Resort is going to reopen to guests on May 30th. So it looks like, I guess that would be Memorial Day weekend. Of course, if you may or may not know, folks that have been contacting me, I've had guests that have reached out to me and wanted to stay at either Boardwalk or Beach Club. And the thing is, you can stay there, but right now you have to stay in the villas, which are really nice. And you get most of the same amenities, but the Beach Club proper, the main hotel, will reopen on May 30th. And then we're getting back, of course, Wilderness Lodge as well this summer. And I believe, shouldn't have this one in the story, that one opens on June 6th. I had to check my own notes there. So June 6th, the wonderful Wilderness Lodge back in the inventory. Another thing that has come back, and again, we don't have to hit this story too hard, it is that package pickup is returning to Walt Disney World. It says for a limited time. And this is not the package pickup that you can buy something and have it delivered to your hotel. What this is that you can buy something at a theme park store and have it picked up at the front of the park. So this runs from December 20th through January 2nd. So limited time. If you buy anything in the Magic Kingdom, you pick it up at the Chamber of Commerce. If you buy something at Epcot, you can get it at Gateway Gifts and World Traveler right there in front of the Spaceship Earth, the stores there. Disney's Hollywood Studios, you pick it up at Oscar's Super Service there on the left as you're leaving. And at Animal Kingdom, it just says you pick it up at Park Arrival. I don't know what that's all about. And that is actually kind of a nice thing because, whenever I buy anything at the stores, at the parks, I always have it sent back to my hotel as long as it's not the last day. That's the reason not to wait till the last day to buy your souvenirs so you can get it sent back to the hotel. But right now, just the front of the park. But hey, baby steps, right? It looks like, let's see here, some Nigerian dwarf goats are now able to be seen on Kilimanjaro safaris. I don't know if I can tell my goats apart, but now there are some Nigerian dwarf goats on the Harambe Wildlife Reserve. And it's a brand new area, too. So there you go. Goats. Matt and Kevin over at the 3028. That's for you guys. There's also a new offer coming out on January 5th. Now, you might have seen this if you were watching the Christmas Day parade. It's not a parade. The Walt Disney World Christmas Day 2-hour promotion, right? It's a commercial. It's awesome, though. I love it. I watch every minute of it. We got to see The Wish. Cinderella's in The Wish. Yeah. Who wants to be on The Wish in 2022? Me. Anyway, there's an offer coming out. And again, we can't do anything with it right now. So don't email me tomorrow and be like, Mike, I got to get that offer. I will get it for you, but I got to wait till January 5th. And the offer is that if you have a non-discounted package, so if you have that early 2021 discount, that's going to save you more money in most cases. But if you have a non-discounted package and you have at least 3 days of tickets, you get 2 days of tickets free. And that runs most nights January 8th through September 25th. So the people that are going to get the most out of this, the early 2021 offer runs until April. So the folks that have vacations booked for like May, June, July, August, September, those are the folks that are going to definitely get something out of this offer. So if you're thinking about going from May through September, nail those free tickets, those 2 days of free tickets. And then, another discount might come out later that saves you more on the room because the room is more of your cost than like day 4 and 5 of the tickets. But hey, it's something. And more time in the parks is always a good thing. So yes, January 5th, let's save our guests some money. That makes me excited. All right, let's hit the 2020. This is a good one. The 2021. God, I can't believe it's hard to say. 2021. We're here. The Epcot Flower and Garden Festival dates have been announced. And this festival goes a long time. I thought Ricky had a typo when she first typed it up. So this year, the festival starts March 3rd. And I don't know if you've heard this, right? When does it end? July 5th, the Flower and Garden Festival is going to be going on during the 4th of July at Epcot. So if you're a fan of Flower and Garden, you need to get down there because you have plenty of time. But I mean, I would say by July 5th, the flowers and stuff are just bursting into flames. It's so hot. Of course, it's going to be 20 outdoor kitchens, small bites and beverages. You're going to have Spike Pollen's Nation Exploration. It's a scavenger hunt for all ages that stars Spike. I don't know who Spike is. Oh, he's an adorable bee that's going to be all around a world showcase. So there you go. You guys, if you're listening to this, you know how Flower and Garden goes. Beautiful time to be at Epcot, but starts March 3rd, hopefully in conjunction with spring training. Couple of the stories. Electrical Water Pageant back on Seven Seas Lagoon. How awesome is that? I know you're a Disney fan, and as a Disney fan, we love our Electrical Water Pageant, right? I mean, that's one of the original things at Walt Disney World. Even if you're not staying at a Seven Seas Lagoon Hotel, monorail resort, you know, like the Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Contemporary, even over in, Wilderness Lodge or the cabins or, you know, over at Fort Wilderness, it's just cool to look out on Seven Seas Lagoon or you're on the ferry going back to the TTC and you're, dun, 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 dun. You see all the dragon or at the end of the parade, you see the American flags and it's singing your grand old flag or you hear the Little Mermaid music. I think that, you know, this is something that true Disney fans get super excited about. We get super excited about chain link fences on barges with Christmas lights that are all synced up. But it's awesome. It's history, right? It's awesome. So the Electrical Water Pageant is back, and hopefully it stays rolling on Seven Seas Lagoon forevermore, right? All right. And this is what two more things. This one's on my wife's birthday, just so you know, Pam's birthday. Blizzard Beach is going to reopen on March the 7th. So we have a date for a water park coming back online. And we'll have Blizzard Beach coming back on March 7th. Of course, you can go down 120-foot summit plummet on that one. One more quick story, and then we're going to get to your calls and talk Disney here for the next hour. Gideon's Bakehouse is now open at Disney Springs. Actually, right now, it's a soft opening. It is supposed to... I saw the date. Well, it doesn't have the date, but I heard this was a soft opening right now, and it was crazy crowded the other day, a couple days ago when it first opened. This is the place that has all the baked goods, but the thing I think it's most famous for is those cookies that have about 7,000 chocolate chips on them. Ricky has lots of these on her Instagram, at Ricky Nibs, at The Mouse for Less, on Instagram, at BR Guest Pod. So just check those out. I mean, these things are, they're crazy. It's called the original chocolate chip cookie. They have cookies and cream, triple chocolate chip, and a peanut butter crunch. It says, there's a hot cookie hour, which takes place each evening for guests to enjoy. It's set beginning at 7 p.m., but they do close when they sell out. So if they do sell out, they're gone, and it's right across from Jock Lindsay's. All right, here's the last little bit of news I wanted to share with you. I just found this one out about 15 minutes ago on Twitter. See this over my shoulder? This is what Disney Plus needs to be. That's Disney Plus playing on my TV. And what they have, and I hadn't seen this, maybe it's old news to you, but I just saw this on Twitter this evening, that they now have ambient kind of atmosphere loops. And this is a section called Sunrises at the Disney Parks. So you get there's soft music playing. You can't hear it because of the copyright and stuff like that on Facebook and YouTube. But you have ambient music playing really softly, like you would play to fall asleep with, you know, in bed or something at night or in the office, like concentration music. But it's sunrise at the Magic Kingdom, sunrise at Animal Kingdom, Epcot in the studios. And it is awesome. It is awesome. I mean, I think this is the kind of stuff that we love as Disney geeks. I think this is Disney, you know, trying something outside the box. It's kind of akin to what you might get on like a Calm.com subscription or the Calm app. Very peaceful, very nice to have as you're working in the office. And you just need a little background sounds. This is like throwing a bone to all of us, right? This is like what we want. We want background loops. We want the Disney park music. This isn't that, but this is pretty dang close. How cool is it to see, you know, sunrise on your TV, just hear some, you know, ambient sounds as you're working in the office? I mean, look at that. That is so cool. It's so awesome. So do check it out. It's on Disney Plus. You got to scroll down towards the bottom on that main page. But yes, and like Marlessa says, keep it coming, Disney Plus. There's one for like Finding Dory, and it's, I guess, like a fish tank. There's a few other ones. I haven't checked those out, but yeah, it's going to be a pretty cool thing. So Now, real quick, Andrea's asking a good question in the chat, so I do want to get to this, then we'll get to your calls. Do you know what happens if you've already purchased tickets, your tickets for March 2021? Well, you still get the two free tickets. So this is only through a package that you get the free two tickets. So you got to have like a room and tickets in one package. If you have that, you'll have an 8-digit confirmation number as part of your reservation. Now, if you have that, you need to either call Disney on, you know, after January 5th, or if you booked with a travel agent, your travel agent has to go in and actually apply the offer, rebook the offer, and get you the two free tickets. They will not appear magically, even though it's Disney. So you do have to actively get those, but you have to have your tickets as part of a package to get those. All right, so here's what we're going to talk about tonight. Two things. One, this show on the feed, as people are listening on the feed, hey, happy Thursday, everybody. It's New Year's Eve. It's the last day of 2020. Have we ever been more excited to see a year get out the door? So as we look back over 2020, I want to get from you, what was your biggest shock of 2020? And I'll give you my example, okay, from the past year, and we're talking Disney. Here's when I look back at 2020, before all this happened, I ran the Dopey Challenge in January, and I ran the Princess, what's it called, the Glass Slipper Challenge in February. So everything was normal. I had two trips in 2 months, had a vacation planned in the summer with my family. You know, I had a normal year for me. You know, it was set up just like we always do. I always run marathon, I run Princess, I go in the summer, and then I might go in the fall. That's about it. Before this all happened, I was, for some reason, I had this weird fascination with the few times that the Walt Disney World theme parks had been closed, because it's so rare for the Disney theme parks to close, right? I was down there during Hurricane Charlie in 2004, and the parks closed early at noon for one day, and then they opened late the next day, like at noon. And I thought that was so crazy that the theme parks had closed, you know, because they're always open. It's so amazing to me that, you know, Christmas morning, theme parks are open. Thanksgiving Day, theme parks are packed. January 1st, they're going. Like, they don't close. Back home where I live, you know, growing up as a kid, our theme parks close in the winter because it's too cold. You know, so you have like your April to September, maybe October, and then it's like, you know, they have downtime, they're fixing stuff. I love the fact that Walt Disney World is 365 days a year, 24/7. There's always somebody at Riverside. There's always somebody at All-Star Music. There's always somebody at the Polynesian. You know, there's always somebody buying a souvenir at Everything Pop. There's something about that. No, and we've done shows like that, like right now at Walt Disney World, somebody is blank. That is fascinating to me. So the biggest thing leaving 2020 behind that I'm never going to forget is the fact that I still can't believe that we went months. I'm talking months. And, you know, think about Disneyland. It's going to be closed a year. That is just, if you would have said that this time last year, there's no way I would have believed anything you said. No way. You could not have convinced me. So when I leave 2020, I just can't believe it's a year that we had all these things closed. Now, I'm glad we're making progress here at the end of 2020. But before this, I was fascinated with the fact that they didn't finish Pop Century after 9/11. And the fact that for a good long period, Port Orleans French Quarter was closed. They closed an entire resort. That resort was offline. It was shuttered for months. I couldn't believe that happened. It was crazy. So now as I look back, and we had the entire Walt Disney World Resort, all parks, all of the, you know, all the resorts. And think about Cruise Line. Those cruise ships have not had passengers on them since, what, March? I mean, that is unbelievable, because people live on those ships all the time. So as I think back, it's that. It's the amount of time that these places that never close, they never slow down. They're always 24/7 offering entertainment. They're feeding guests. They're taking care of guests in a hotel type situation. They've just been sitting idle. And so looking back, it just still boggles my mind that there's been that many days of down that we could have never, ever seen coming. But we're moving in the right direction. But when I think of 2020, That's my story. So what's your story from 2020? What are you going to think of the most when you look back on this as a Disney fan? And the second question that I have for you, what are you looking forward to, or what do you hope the most happens in 2021? I'm super optimistic, right? We're getting hotels back. We're getting Beach Club back. We're getting Wilderness Lodge back. We're getting movies back. In just tomorrow, as this show comes out, we can park hop again, right? We're getting there. We're taking these baby steps, but I mean, we are making progress. Now, let's cross our fingers that we keep moving in the right direction. But I'm excited because, oh God, I miss park hopping more than I ever could have imagined. And going down to Walt Disney World and these theme park reservation times is stressful for me, because when I have friends at Walt Disney World, it is really hard to get together because my friends might make a theme park reservation for Magic Kingdom, and then I have one for the studios. And so we can't go hang out at a park together just on a whim. That's impossible. So I'm looking forward to getting in there, getting things back to where it is less restrictive, which I'm fine with how it is now because you have to do what you got to do, right? But I hope things kind of calm down, get back to normal, where if my friends are there, you know, listeners of the show, hey, we're going to Animal Kingdom tomorrow. What are you guys doing? Well, I'd like to go to Animal Kingdom, but I got a theme park reservation for Magic Kingdom. So, you know, I'm out. That's kind of a bummer for me. So let's take calls. Let's talk Disney and let's get our first call. Hey, I think it's Eric. Eric, how you been, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey, sorry to hear you were quarantined.
2021, finally.
Yes.
Or maybe I'm a little bit early, but that's okay. We'll just call it 2020 now.
Let's. Yeah, I'm. Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I just had a little flip on my phone. It's okay.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Anyway, okay. My biggest shock of the year was how quickly Disney was able to open up again.
Right.
I when they went down, I honestly expected them to come back, but there to be a lot more problems than they had. I don't know if it was going to be COVID related problems, like people would be catching it down there, but like you'd see queues extending way too far. You'd find out that the plexiglass was much more obtrusive than it was. I don't know what I was expecting. But I was expecting it to be, if not a disaster, there to be a lot more negative stories coming out of it.
I agree.
And that's probably my biggest shock.
No, I'm right with you, Eric, because the thing is that, you know, media wants to jump on any kind of like breaking news, right? And I mean, they want to capture your attention. And what would capture, you know, the public's attention more than, you know, Disney causes COVID, you know, super spreader event? You know, I mean, it's just they would run that. I mean, that would be gold for them. So, you know, that when Disney reopened this, they had to be gun-shy, right? Because you got to do it exactly right.
I wasn't expecting a COVID Supercenter event, but I was expecting maybe more people saying something like, you know, trying to get in without masks. Mm-hmm. More people confronting, sorry, I got to turn off my oven there. More people confronting cast members. Mm-hmm. Things like that didn't happen, which I think says something about the Disney fans, because it was the hardcore fans who went back first.
Yep.
So, you know, good on Disney and good on the people. The thing that I'm hoping will happen is that those great plans that they had for Epcot will come back in more full fashion. Like once we get to June, July, they'll start to see an uptick. And then instead of making that big open area now where they're going to have the, I don't know what the building was called, but the festival center
right. Is
now just going to be like a empty area, but they'll have some plans to do that. They'll have some plans. Maybe they're not going to say, you know, in 5 years, we're going to have a Cherry Tree Lane again. Mm-hmm. But I hope that they begin to announce that coming back. I don't expect it though.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, that's the thing is that I think we'll probably get 75% of what they announced originally. But I think, you know, obviously instead of it being in 18 months, you know, it's going to be 5 years before we see stuff because Ratatouille's done. We're going to get, mm-hmm. I mean, and apparently the Guardians coaster is closer than I thought it was because they're showing all the, you know, the ride vehicles and the track and so forth.
Right.
But you're right. I'm more excited about the aesthetic things, right? The festival center, stuff like that, and the green space. But what do you think of the fountain and the statue? I think that's awesome. That's awesome looking.
They're awful.
Oh God, you don't like them? You don't
God,
like
it? Wait, oh, you mean the fountain in front of
the fountain? With the crystals
in the middle of Royal Showcase Lagoon.
Oh no, I don't like that. No, well, I mean, I haven't seen Harmonious. Now, if Harmonious is the greatest thing since sliced bread, okay, right now it's an eyesore.
Well,
to me.
I mean, like they could disguise it with a gorgeous fountain there, but right now it's just like this big black monstrosity sitting out there. But I love having the crystal fountain back.
Yes.
No, that's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
That's gorgeous.
I mean, the pictures I'm seeing from that are just, you know, because I missed, like, and I don't know if you did, but I missed, you know, Epcot in the 80s. And I, you know, that's what everybody raves about and talks about. And I've done all the research and God, I wish I could have experienced that. And it's almost like just a little piece of it. You know, I get to go back there.
Epcot in the 80s made it my favorite park.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I still have that nostalgia. And I don't think that they've ruined it like people say they have. I think it's changed. But I think it's held a lot of its core. It's held a lot of the core of Epcot. Like, the land is still the land. You still have Living with the Land. The Living Sea, sure, they put Nemo in there and got rid of the
hydro,
the Seabase Alpha thing.
Yes.
But it's still, you know, very much what it was. You know, an aquarium that has some education in it. The hydrolators were, I love those hydrolators. They were a kick.
I did get to do
the
those,
floor wobbles a little bit, and you're supposed to feel like you're all the way down, like 20,000 leagues under the sea. They've left enough of the core there. I'm really looking forward to see how the Moana Journey of Water blends in with the land and the sea over there.
Yeah.
I hope that works out. But now, like with Soarin, you have the air, you have the land, you have the sea. Uh-huh. So you have like all of the three parts of the, I'm going to forget the science word here, but the geosphere or whatever you call it.
Right.
And the other side still leans towards technology. Although the Guardians coaster, we'll see how they do with that. It'll be interesting to see what they make of that. But I just hope that the plans that they, the great plans that I thought that they had for Epcot come back in a sense.
Yeah,
that's my hope.
And again, I think this stuff will come back when the Bucks come back and the Bucks come back when the people come back. But, you know, the thing is, I've been telling everybody this, you know, obviously I work and travel. This is how I support the family and everything. But, you know, mm-hmm. I see 2021 again. I'm very optimistic. I always have been, probably to a fault and probably too much. But I mean, there's going to be this pent up demand to get down there because a lot of people have not gone. They've been like, I'm gonna wait, you know, because I don't want to wear a mask, it's too hot, my kids don't want to wear masks, you know, it's just I'm not real, you know, wanting to get on an airplane yet. And I get that, but I just think, you know, once we get this vaccine widely out there and people, you know, we start mm-hmm. to get on the other side of this hill, I just think, you know, this isn't like a, to me, it's not like in like 2008 2009 with the economic slowdown where it dragged out for a long time. I think people are going to be hot to get back as soon as they feel safe. And I think that, you know, these parks might be more popular. I mean, I think at the end of 2021, they might be back to 2019 pre-COVID numbers because people want to do stuff so badly. You know, like ball games, too. You know, I think the stadiums will be packed. Mm-hmm. I think people just want to do things.
That would be nice. I'd like to see that. I'm a little more pessimistic on that than you are. I think it's going to come back like, you know, not quite the level that it was at, but I still think we're going to be seeing dates when, you know, you can't get into Pop Century or something like that. Yeah. I think that they're going to, I mean, Disney is going to come back and what in about maybe 5 years from now, they'll start spending that money again to boost Epcot and some of the parks. Like I think they want to.
I agree. And
can
I think, you know, and they have
one?
To, and they have to be, they kind of have to be, you know, a little bit gun shy, right? Because they didn't see this, they didn't see this coming, right? I mean, nobody did. I don't know when they first got wind of something like this, you know, like, hey, we have something, this is worst case scenario, this could happen. I would love to know, like, when somebody told somebody high up at Disney that this was a possibility, right? Was it in November? Was it in January? You know, that kind of stuff. I just wonder because I think they were, well, I mean, the world was blindsided. Everybody was. So they got to, you know, it's like, how do you plan for this? You can't. So you got to be a little, you know, conservative moving forward for a long time.
Can I leave with a stupid question?
Best kind. That's what I told my sixth graders.
So I've always gone to Disney and they've always had the coffee makers there, right?
Right.
And I've always wondered, does it cost anything to use the coffee that they leave there?
No.
It doesn't.
No. I'm not a coffee drinker, man, but I did make tea.
I've been
tea.
Giving up free coffee for all these
years.
Yes,
and it's Joffrey's coffee, and apparently it's really good.
I thought they'd be charging me. Oh, man. Okay, well.
You, I love it. No.
You learned something. I thought it was part of like a Disney will charge you for everything, you know?
Wait. Here's what
like
I was.
I'm surprised you don't have a coin operator on the soap.
I know. Well,
now.
Yeah, I got you. That's what I tell my kids. My kids are always like, "Oh, that coffee's free." I'm like, "Nope." That's why the room's $179 a night.
Yeah,
you're paying for that coffee. It's just no, but it's all there. I made tea one of the nights during marathon last year because I was so cold. I was like, "Man, I don't even drink coffee," but I'd never used a Keurig either, right? So I just wanted to see if I could figure out how to use the thing. So I made some hot tea. And drank about three sips, and I was done. Then I got out of Coke Zero.
The only reason I bought those mugs was so I could get a big cup of coffee in the morning. And now I know that it's free. I don't even have to buy the mug anymore. I'm set.
And you get a variety
pack.
Well,
awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Right. Hey, Eric, I'm glad to hear from you. Hope you had a great holiday. I know it wasn't the best, but I always love when you give us a call. So you stay safe out there in Connecticut.
All right, take care.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, 2020.
That's right. Get out of here. All right, see you, Eric. Bye-bye. All right, let's get to our next call. We got them rolling in. I believe this one is Felicia in Wisconsin. Felicia, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. Just long time no speak, eh?
All right.
So I guess I just calling about the things that we found the most, I guess, unusual.
Yes.
I would have to agree with what you said first with the parks being closed as long as they were. That was insane. It's still with Disneyland being closed. Mm-hmm. But I guess I have to disagree a little bit with the last caller thinking it's going to be 5 years, being that we just got back from Disney World and the flight from Chicago to Orlando was packed.
Yes, that's how
I think people are. Yeah, I mean, there's less flights than there normally would be, but I think people are getting ready to travel.
I think people just want to. Yeah, here's the thing. I think it's going to start off with like this is my story. Like I'm jonesing just to go to the Mexican restaurant and sit down and do what we did on Friday nights for years. You know, it's like we'd finish school. We'd go to, you know, Las Fuentes before we moved. We go to a couple of Mexican, we're finding our way in our new neighborhood here, you know, finding Mexican restaurants, going to, you know, just going there and having dinner, then going to the high school football game. You know, like we can't do any of that right now. So I think that's where it's going to start for a lot of people. And then it's going to be like, you know, for us, like short road trips, right? Let's go for the weekend at Branson or Lake of the Ozarks, you know, or like for you guys, like let's go to the Dells for the weekend. But I mean, a lot of us have been doing that stuff, right? So I think a lot of people are going to be like, get me on an airplane, send me to Hawaii. You know, I want to do a cruise. I think a lot of us are like, man, I got to make up for lost time. Let's take a big vacation.
Yeah. And I think with the 50th next year, I think that's going to be huge. I think that's going to be a huge reason for people to celebrate too.
Yeah.
Just to celebrate the 2021, you know, and, you know, the vaccine's going to roll out to the general public from what we're hearing in healthcare here by spring and into summer for sure. So, I think by fall and winter next year, I think people are going to be really ready to go.
I think so. I mean, it's very new as we're recording this show and talking on a Sunday night here at the very end of 2020 that, you know, the vaccine's been out and it seems like it's been very successful, you know, and I think that's a great sign. I mean, knocking on wood, right? A bajillion times. I need to go get the biggest wooden something. But I think that just it's been such a shock to the system for all of us that we just want to get out there and live life and see people,
right.
You know, like the thing is, I never really thought about taking my dad to, you know, to Walt Disney. I was going to take him down for the Give Kids a World thing. And then the numbers started jumping up and it hit me that my dad's 67. If I'm 47, you know, I was like, God, I didn't think of my dad as being like high risk, but he's old kind of.
Yeah.
And
yep,
so I was like, I was like, you better not go, you know, but like once this gets past, I'd love to show my dad, you know, this because he's never been with me. And I've been, you know, doing this podcast for 13 years and he's been helping me with all the technical stuff. So I'd like to show him like, you know, why do I devote my life to this place? Why is it so special to me? I want to show him. So I hope to get to take,
he's
you know,
never been to Disney World with.
We went one day to the Magic Kingdom when in like 85 for a half day. And
oh
it rained.
My goodness.
I know. He's not a theme park guy though. He's not really a theme park guy, but I think I could win him over.
My dad was like that too, but he loved Disney World. So I think you'll be good. I guess just from our recent trip, which was just a couple weeks ago here, I think things that surprised me the most was the amount of mask wearing. I mean, everybody, it's not an option, but it's not supposed to be an option here either. And certainly I see people at Target without them. But that was not at Disney. Everybody did. And I thought people did a really amazing job with social distancing. People were kind. I just was that stuff. I mean, not that people aren't kind at Disney usually, but you tend to see moments.
I agree.
And I didn't, we were there a week and I said to my mom, I saw hardly any kids having meltdowns. It was just amazing.
It is kind of funny, but here, I think this too, because I've been wondering about, like, why do people in Missouri have all this mask, like, you know, the war at Target, you know, and the war at, you know, wherever, pick your store, and somebody gets, you know, fired, you know, somebody's in a coffee line, and they don't have their, you know, it's always like, it's the lead on our local news. But, you know, we don't hear about it at Disney. I'm sure it happens there, but I think that, for one, I think that Disney does a great job of training their cast members in how to properly... It's what we did in teaching, right? You could get a kid to do things, but it's how you approach the situation. You get more, you know, you get more positive responses, but with honey than with, you know, or whatever, with salt or, you know, vinegar or whatever, you know, you got to be kind. But also, if I'm dropping $120 getting the Magic Kingdom, I don't want to get booted out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I just want to get kicked out, I'm just not going to go in. I'm not going to waste $120. You got a little, you know, you got some table stakes.
Right. I mean, but yeah, there was a, you know, a few people here and there that you would see that would, you know, probably be quote unquote breaking the rules, but they were, I guess, gentle with the words and be like, sir, fix your mask, or ma'am, fix your mask, or put your mask on. I mean, I think, like you said, it's the approach. That is a good comparison with the teachers, because I've always wondered how teachers can make kids behave when parents can't. So, just that kind of a,
it's relationships. I mean, I'll tell you, I love talking teaching because I love working with teachers, but it's relationships. If you build a relationship with a student, you can have them do anything and they can achieve anything. But if, and it's not that they have to like you, they have to respect you. And I think it's the same thing for cast members, right? If you see them doing their part, you don't want to disappoint. And it sounds stupid that you don't want to disappoint a cast member, but if somebody's being kind, I mean, you have to be some kind of a mean person, you know, to not respect somebody who's trying to do their job. You know, so that's what I see it.
Right. Yep. Yes. No, I, but otherwise I think, you know, Disney's doing a great job, at least currently. So we've got a number of trips booked coming up. So hopefully we can do all of those since we missed so many.
So what are you looking forward to the most on 2021? Like, is it the annual passes coming back? Is it extra magic hours? Is it every resort being open?
A park hopper for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you there.
Sure. Oh, yes. This last trip here a couple weeks ago was our first trip without park hopper since our first trip ever. And we were like at a loss. I mean, and maybe that's not a thing for people who maybe it's their first trip or even maybe their second, but once you've been as often as we have, it was very weird for us not to be able to go back to the resort and then go to a different park.
It's so weird, right? Because once you leave that park, because I would always be like, well, we'll leave the Magic Kingdom, you know, and then we'll just go back to Epcot and have, you know, dinner and watch, you know, just stroll World Showcase. Well, you can't do that. Well, when this show comes out tomorrow, you can. I mean, in a limited capacity, but at least you can. Awesome. I know. I'm so jealous.
The other thing I really, really missed was the shows. We have a good friend that dances in The Lion King, and so those live productions not being available, that was devastating for us, and maybe not for other people, but we always see The Lion King when we're at Disneyland World. Always, always, always. I mean, at least once.
I should.
So to not have been able to see that.
You should see it. You know, because every time, and I've seen it a bunch of times. I even saw it back when it was in Camp Minnie Mickey, when it wasn't air conditioned. I almost passed out because it was in July. It was so hot in there. But I mean, every time I go see it, I'm like, God, why do I not see this every trip? Because I love that show. But it's like, sometimes it's like, I'll see it next time. But it's such a good show.
Granted,
I think we do too. And that's what I was going to say. Like, I think coming out of this, I don't know. I mean, again, it's going to be so weird. But I wonder if, the bigger shows, like, say, Finding Nemo the musical, you know, Festival of Lion King, you know, the bigger stuff.
Beauty and the
Beast. Yeah, I wonder if, like, A, these things are going to be super popular because we haven't had them in so long, and B, at the end of the performance, like, instead of everybody just getting up and rushing to their next Fast Pass, that's another thing we hopefully will get back, but, you know, instead of that, maybe people take 3 seconds to, like, clap for the performers, you know, like, hey, that was live theater, that was cool. You know, I think, again, there may be more of an appreciation for the things we just took for granted.
Yes, I agree. And I think just the appreciation to those cast members, they've been not working for a very long time. And just having a personal friend, I know the personal struggles for him. So, you know, I think that for us was a huge thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, but I definitely looking forward to 2021 and all parts of it.
Same. I mean, you know what? Just let's try something different. You know, like,
right. Yep.
Let's just, exactly. You know, I was going to say, let's write something different on our checks. Nobody writes checks anymore, but let's just write something besides 2020. Well, I'm done.
When I opened my planner this morning, and because it starts on Sunday, and it could be the end of the week, it says 2021, so I got to open a brand new planner. I was elated.
I am telling you. Hey, I hope it's a great one for you, Felicia. And, of course, folks are going to hear you here on a Monday show very, very soon. So, yeah. Have a good one up in Wisconsin. It's good talking to you tonight.
Thanks. Yep, you take care, Mike.
All right, bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413. I didn't even give out the number. You guys are so good. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. That is an interesting situation with the live shows, right? Are we going to have more of an appreciation for those folks? I hope so. And again, I'm as guilty as anybody. I would watch the show, run out, and go to the next ride. That's terrible. Bad mic. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
What's up, Mike? It's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. What's going on? OH.
Good. I-O.
Go ahead, give me one.
Yeah, so I think probably my most memorable thing about 2020 is going to be how my trips were pre and post COVID. Because the last trip I had pre COVID was I went on my birthday, March 4th, day Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway opens, and just that crowd of people that morning is how crazy it was. And then I went back the very first day Disney World opened after all of COVID, and just walking towards Splash Mountain right by Liberty Tree Tavern and seeing no one. I was by myself.
What were you thinking? Because I didn't go down until 3 weeks after the parks opened in August, the first week of August. So it was, but it was still a ghost town, but not like it was the day you were there. So is somebody who had experienced Disney so many times, looking back now that you've been removed, a few months from that, what was that? I mean, was that like just almost like an out-of-body experience? Like, God, where am I? This is so weird.
It was. At one point, I was like, man, this is cool. No one's here. Then it was like, man, this is really, really weird. Is this like what like the post-apocalypse is going to be? Like, it was just, and then it was funny. I took my mom a couple of weeks later. And we went to Epcot, and we were over by where they have that whole video for what's coming to Epcot. And she just stood there, and she goes, she's like, I don't see anybody. I don't hear anybody. She's like, this is really weird.
So let me ask you this question, because you have this unique perspective. Would you have rather had the experience that you had pre-COVID, like you were there when Mickey and Minnie's opened? I mean, a crazy crowded. But again, when you have, here's the thing I tell about, people that want to go in the summer, right? It's hot and it's always crowded. But here's what I think about summer. Summer has an energy. People are excited. Kids are out of school. They're excited because it's summer break. A lot of teachers are. And I love being at Walt Disney World in the summer because people tend to think of summer as a fun time. It's a vacation time and there's energy. Now, you were there right when it opened after COVID, which is awesome because you don't have to wait in line for anything. You can get whatever you want. But also, I've been there in really slow times, and when Walt Disney World lacks energy, it just doesn't feel right to me. It feels almost wrong. It's so strange.
Yeah, it's weird because we have Anaheim, we like to put the park hops. Like normally we would go, like say we go to, Animal Kingdom in the morning, do Flight of Passage, Everest, Safari, maybe Everest again. Then we'd probably go check into our hotel, then hop on over to like Epcot or Magic Kingdom at night. But now it's like, okay, we'll get there in the morning. And again, being some of the semi-locals, like 2 hours, it's a little bit different. He'll hit noon, 1 o'clock, and we're like, well, now what do we do?
Right. Yeah, totally.
So it's weird.
Yeah, it's not as exhausting. I'll give you that. Like the two times I've been down, in August and December, it's very, it forces you to relax because when Epcot opens at 11 o'clock, so late in the morning, I didn't have to get up at 5:30 in the morning. I could get my run in, and then I could still go and have a table service breakfast like at Olivia's and then catch an Uber over to Epcot and still be there for park, rope drop. It was that first time that I went to Epcot for rope drop at 11 o'clock. I was like, this is the weirdest thing because, You know, there's been days I'm rolling out of Epcot at noon because I'm done with what I needed to do. And like, I'm going in at 11 o'clock and nobody's in front of me. We're going to look back on this year and just say it was the weirdest thing ever, I hope. You know, hope this is something way in the rearview mirror, but it's been weird to live through.
Yeah, it's just, and I don't know if it's kind of hard to answer if I want pre or post COVID. Like, no, post, you know, it's limited capacity, but it's like, you have to stand 6 feet apart. You have to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. But I remember when I went probably late February by myself, I ended up getting in line in Tower of Terror. There's a family in front of me, and I basically became their personal travel agent for the entire day. So much so they invited me on Toy Story Mania with me and wanted to take a picture with me and everything.
They do that on The Amazing Race. They just pick up a local, and there you go. They just take them through that whole leg. That's what you did. That's awesome. Yeah, it's interesting. So what do you if like you get one thing back in 2021, like extra magic hours, fast pass, annual passes? Because of course, if you have one, you can renew. So I mean, what do you want the most in 21?
I would think, because me and my mom started it in 2019, we're trying to make it an annual tradition. She loves it. Is candlelight processional. She saw it for the first time in 2019. Gary Sinise, and she was crying through the entire thing.
Oh, Gary Sinise too. Oh my gosh, you got a great one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That and then probably the parties, the Halloween and Christmas party again.
You know they want to have those back. you know they're going to everything to get those back because that's big money for them. No, I agree. It's just, you know, but I think Disney did a really good job at that. I think once they hit Halloween and Christmas, they did I give them so many kudos on that because at least they broke out the characters and the costumes and they did the character cavalcades. They gave as much as they really could. The castle had the projections and no fireworks, but I mean, they did what they could. I think they really kind of really hit their stride October, November, December with what they did.
Oh yeah. I could tell the difference between when I went the first day it opened till I think we went, my mom went the first day they had Christmas decorations, the first we went that weekend, and just the difference in crowd and atmosphere was totally different.
Right. It's something. So we'll see. So I'm going to cut you loose, but good luck to Ohio State and Happy New Year to you, buddy. It's always good talking to you.
Happy New Year to you. I'm going to go upstairs and eat my Wawa sandwich.
Okay. I've never had one, but you have to let me know how it is. All right. Take care, Jeff. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. I got to get a Wawa and I got to get a Publix sub. Apparently everybody tells me I need a Publix sub. All my Floridian friends. Sandy, one of our great friends who works over at Liberty Tree Tavern, she says you're not living if you don't eat a sub from Publix, which it's a grocery store, I believe. So, interesting. Emily's asking, how bad's the heat in July? Honest opinion, it's hotter than smoke. It's smoking hot. I don't know where you're from, Emily, but I'm from St. Louis, where the heat index gets to about 110, 115 a few days in the summer. It's hot. I mean, but we go early in the morning. We are not anywhere in the parks during the day. And then we go back in the evening and have fun. We swim in the afternoons. It's totally doable because the park hours are huge. I love going in July. We always go around the 4th of July. But I'm not going to tell you it's not hot because it is smoking hot. But just do not be in a theme park at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That is just insanity. I mean, just poke yourself with a hot nail into your eyeball. That's about how fun that would be. All right, next call. I believe it's Marlessa, but I don't want to be presumptuous. Is it Marlessa? Is it you?
It is. Yeah. Hi, Mike. Good. Happy Sunday.
Hey, Happy New Year almost.
Oh, yes. It's so crazy. It's I feel like, kind of like you said, all year we've been like, oh, is this year going to be over? But now it's like, wow, it's Christmas is over. And December always goes by the fastest. It's my favorite month. It's my birthday and Christmas, and then it flies by the fastest.
You know what? I saw people on Twitter taking down their Christmas stuff today. What? I'm keeping mine up at least for another week.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have mentioned this last week, but yeah, I always keep mine until January 8th, 9th-ish, because Russian Christmas is also on January 7th, so I'm part Russian, so I justify it that way.
There you go.
But yeah, it's also, you know, you put the effort into the decorations and you want to enjoy it, you know, as long as possible.
Agreed. So what's going on? What do you got for your biggest shock for 2020? Like, what are you going to remember from this year? Like, what was your biggest like moment? Like, God, I can't believe that with Disney.
I think my biggest shock is similar to yours because my trip right before COVID was so close to the closing. It was like a 9-day trip, end of February into March, and just how quickly the world changed within that time period. Because when we went down, there was like one person wearing a mask, and at that point in time, like really, I don't think it had the virus had spread as much in the U.S. And then we came back. And all of a sudden, within a day or two, we were working from home. We were, you know, just having masks were a regular part of our day to day. And it's just so crazy, like, to think how, you know, I spent that 9 days at Disney World, like, no idea, you know, just enjoying all the regular pre-COVID Disney things. I do regret not getting Festival of the Lion King because I love that show.
Me too. I'm so good. So, like, I should have seen, if we'd have known, I would have seen all the shows. I know.
I love. Oh man, yeah. Because that show is amazing, and that's definitely towards the top of my list of one I hope comes back as soon as it can. But yeah, just I think just how, you know, quickly that happened, and then those few months. I mean, they seemed really long. I think for us Disney fans, though, of course, you know, your podcast doing the Daily Call-ins helped a lot for all of us, I think, but. Then when they opened up, just was impressed by how, you know, smooth it went. I mean, it's probably weird to say that because we're still in a very difficult time. But, you know, again, like all the things that could have happened negatively with the opening hasn't happened. And a lot of people have had great trips. So it's just been crazy to see just all of that evolution. But I'll just never forget that feeling of getting off the plane, having a great, normal Disney trip, thinking nothing of it. 2 days later, working from home.
I know. Because my wife's birthday is March 7th. I mentioned that earlier. And that's right around when, like, the world changed, you know, because we had her birthday. We always have it at her parents' house. You know, they live about a half hour out in the country from us. And we go out there. The whole family comes over. We get pizza and stuff. She opens gifts. And that was the day that, like, everything was happening. And that morning, I'd run a half marathon in St. Louis, like 10 minutes down the road, and there were 2,000 people in it, all on top of each other. I ran my PR for a half marathon. I'm so mad because all this time's ticking away. None of these races I can use as a qualifying time. Like, dude, I was flying that morning just because I was like, okay, for 2 years, I'm going to use this qualifying time because it's flat as a pancake course. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, there's been a race since. The time's ticking on that run. But it was one of those things, like, I mean, just like things change so quickly. And, you know, personally, who knows? But I think, and I don't know how I would have gotten it, but I think I might have had it right before I went down for Princess. I was sicker than a dog for like 4 days, about a week before Princess. And I didn't, this actually helped me for Princess because I didn't run and my legs were fresh and I ran really well that weekend. But I had just like all the symptoms. The thing is, I don't know if like I could taste and smell because I didn't even think about that, right? Nobody ever talked about that. Maybe I could, maybe I couldn't. Because if I couldn't smell, I was probably like, I got a cold. You know, I'm sick. I can't, you know, it's just one of those things. But who knows, you know, because I was down in January and I could have gotten it then or whatever. But it's just, God, the world changed so fast. But you're right. I mean, I think, and Eric mentioned it, I'm really super impressed with how quickly, I mean, Walt Disney World was closed for a long time, but in retrospect, for all they had to do, they got those parks back open running and came up with these whole new ways to go to Walt Disney World in a relatively short amount of time. And it's been tremendously successful, in my opinion. I mean, I want it to be all normal, but for what the cards they were dealt, I think they've really hit a home run.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'll be down there in 10 days. For, you know, it would have been marathon weekend, and excited to see, you know, whoever I can that will be down there. But yeah, I mean, I know it'll be different because I'm interested to see, like, firsthand, as I'm sure you were when you went, that, like, you know, to see firsthand, like, what those differences are, like, feel like. Like, I don't think I'm as worried about, like, the mask because I am really used to it here in New York City, but just, you know, like, this the social distancing and, you know, we still can't send like some things we buy in the parks back to the resort, right? Because like that sounds silly, mm-hmm. but I always take advantage of that so that I'll be aware, like having to get my luggage
Yeah. You know, it's a bunch of those like little small things that make it kind of strange, right? Because I never go to the luggage carousel. Like I had to think, oh, where do I get my luggage from Southwest? You know, like, because I just go straight over. You know, I bet you there's been people that have forgotten to get their bags just because it's like old hat. You know, like, oh crap, I gotta go back to the carousel and get my luggage.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I know where to land an MCO and I know how to get to the Magical Express, but now I'm thinking, man, I have no idea where the carousels are for these. I'm gonna have to figure that out. But yeah, I think it's gonna be like those little things. Because my last trip, I kind of just skipped the parade and kind of watched the fireworks from some of the rides, because that's kind of fun to do. You know, like the People Mover and Big Thunder are some of the good ones that you can get some good views of the fireworks.
Astro Orbiter is a good one too.
Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely. And so I don't think like that might not feel as weird, like missing those, but I think like you said, like those little things that, and I'm sure I'll forget some of them. Like I'm sure I won't, like we're having this conversation right now. I would not be surprised though if 11, 12 days I buy something in the park. And I'm like, oh yeah, can you send this to Pop? And they're like, sorry, we can't do that.
Just for me, you know, just going to Casey's and getting corn dog nuggets with cheese. I mean, I do that every trip. You know, Columbia Harbor House, for example. I always go to Columbia Harbor House. Like, I can't, you know, and it sounds like, you know, such a first world problem, right? I can't go there and get my, you know, now you can get it at the Tomorrowland Terrace. But it's just enough. I mean, I'm so glad we get to go back. But there's just enough of these, like, little nagging things that it's just like, oh, yeah, we're not back to normal yet. We're making progress, but we're not there yet, which is, it's kind of good in a way just to remember that, you know, to count our blessings, right? We're very lucky to be where we are.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love Columbia Harbor House. It'll definitely be weird, you know, to have some of those places closed. And I know, like, I'll have to also remind myself about that the lines, they might look long, but I know that they're spaced out and it's not as. But I think, like, the first time I see one, I'll be like, whoa, what's going on here? Super long line for.
Don't freak out, because you will. Because that's how I was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? And then it's like, oh, it wasn't so bad.
I'm also interested to see, you know, again, like firsthand about Fast Free, because, you know, I'm very pro Fast Pass. I know there are a lot of people who have reasons why they, you know, want a different system or they don't want it all. But I love the Fast Passes. So I think I'll miss them. I will be surprised if I come back and tell you, oh, man, I want no Fast Passes forever. But we'll see how that works. I'm interested to see, you know, how many rides I can get done and all that.
Here's the thing. Here's why I like Fast Pass. Is just real quick. Here's Mike's philosophy. You know, it's for me, I don't go into the parks to ride rides necessarily. I just go into the parks to kind of be in the parks. You know, I'm fine with like going through the store. I'm such an old dude now, because like I'm good going through the stores. I'm good sitting on a bench. I'm good getting an ice cream. You know, and if I ride rides, I ride rides. So it works out great for me, because I can get 3 Fast Passes, do 3 really cool things. And then I can have the rest of my time to pick up like Carousel of Progress or Astro Orbiter or, you know, People Mover under normal circumstances, you know, like, you know, go in the Tiki Room. Like that's where I am as a Disney fan. So that means that's a good day, because I have 3 headliners and a bunch of other junk I can do. And that's a full day. But, you know, the people who are statistically driven, which I'm not anymore, you know, maybe the wait times are shorter for like, if you try to do 17 attractions that day, you know, every wait time's like 7 minutes less. I don't know. I just know that, you know, if I make those Fast Passes, I have a good day. I just like knowing, walking in, I got 3 guaranteed. I'll probably do 5 more, you know, little things. Get an ice cream, do some people watching, maybe see some fireworks, and I'm good. I got my money's worth.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, like, having my marketing brain on, like, just simply, Disney being able to simply say to a family, hey, like, you know, with Fast Passes, worst case scenario, if it's a crazy day with lines, you get these 3 headliners because you booked your Fast Passes.
Right.
And that's not a bad thing. I mean, because there are days at, you know, Hershey Park in Pennsylvania growing up, or other parks, where you can't get onto any of the headliners because it's so crazy in summer. So I mean, that's definitely a reason why I like Fast Pass. Because then, like you said, like I don't mind just, you know, spending the time on People Mover or Tiki Birds or the more underrated low key attractions. But maybe I just have good luck, but I also feel that I always do a good job of maximizing Fast Passes and the other rides. Like I mean, not since I was a kid have I honestly waited for a ride more than 40 minutes. Like, I'll be honest. Like, I keep track of what the lines are on the app. I plan well. And if there's really a crazy line, I just, I skip it, you know? So I don't know. Like, I love fast passes, so.
I know. Wade's right. I mean, the math probably does work out. I mean, I'm not arguing against that. I'm just saying where I come from, like, I'm totally happy with three, you know, predetermined. I know when I walk in, I've got these three, and I had an opportunity to get those 2 months out. And then, you know, I might, you know, the other rest of the rides for the day, I might not get to do them, but I'll find something to do. You know, I can occupy my time with minor things. And so, you know, Wade's right. But it's so funny because Ricky's the same way. She's like, oh. Yeah, Spess has got to go. I just love egging her on. If you had, you know, she's not here tonight, so you guys know that sometimes I say stuff just to goad her.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I do.
Yeah, and absolutely. But oh, the other reason that I almost forgot about, but I think maybe you can relate to this too, because you and I are both like routine, like planner people. So I think also the idea of having fast passes just appeals to my planner personality in general. Like if I go into the park knowing I have a fast pass at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m. and then I have that, you know, that first hour or so that's relatively quiet where I can get things done. And then having those fast passes and knowing where they are in the park helps me strategize my day, right? So if I have Space Mountain, I can think, okay, what else do I want to hit in Tomorrowland before I go? And, like, that's how I divide up the lands in Magic Kingdom, for example.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, you know, so I don't know. It kind of helps me control
plus
my day.
That's like my strategy. Like to do my fast passes like at 10, 11, and 12, right? Because the thing is, if I can get there like at 8 at Rope Drop, I can get so much. Like I use that first 2 hours like is like hectic, Mike. We're going to go crazy. Yeah. We're going to hustle. We're going to get, you know, we're going to go from Peter Pan to Haunted Mansion. You know, then we're going to run over to Splash and Big Thunder. And we're going to get like 4 or 5 things done before most people get there. And then we got the 3 fast passes coming at 10, 11, and 12. And then you know what? I'm grabbing some corn dog nuggets and I'm out, you know, and I'm going to another park. I'm done, you know, and I mean, that is ideal for me. That's perfect.
Absolutely. We have to rope drop Magic Kingdom together one day because we both totally. Do it right. We have the same strategy. I'm just like, all right, this is serious. We're going straight to this one, but then we're going here, and then we have to, The first 2 hours are serious, and then it's like, let's just chill and go wherever we want.
Totally. So, okay, so we're running along, but what about 2021? What are you hoping comes back? I mean, we got, you know, annual passes possibly, fast passes, extra magic hours, parades, fireworks, all the hotels. I mean, what if you could grab one thing to come back, what would you pick?
Oh, geez. You had to say one thing. Oh, okay. That's going to be hard. Well, I think I definitely would love to see the official in-person Run Disney race. Come back.
Oh,
I would love to see that first one come back.
Yes.
If hypothetically it is the Wine and Dine for 2021, like I'm still trying to have my first in-person one be Marathon Weekend because I do kind of have it in my head that, you know, that's like the main one. It would be cool to have my first one be Marathon Weekend and then start trying the other races. But just to have that that official announcement, like that to me would be really, really big. You know, positive news forward that, hey, we can have a race again with lots of people. We can move forward. I think also, you know, ticketed events again would be great just because I feel like that's something that they could easily do, you know, the parties and all that, because then you're just controlling the amount of people anyway.
Right. Right. Here's the thing. You talk about Run Disney events and I am obviously I'm all in, like I love running the races. We have our running team. You know, over 2,300 folks, you know, is, you know, unofficially a part of the team. If you look at the Facebook page, I've made some of my best Disney memories during these race weekends. I mean, they're my favorite vacations. But the thing is, like, when you brought that up, I'm already like getting anxiety because, again, I believe, you know, there's a pent up desire to travel. But I know how runners are. There is absolutely a pent up desire to sign up for the next Run Disney weekend. So, you know, so I'm already worried about getting boxed out and close. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, if I don't get in Dopey 2022, I'm going to lose my stuff because I love that. I've done it every year. But I mean, I think everybody, it's just going to be for the next few years. I think everybody's going to not put things off. You know, if somebody's ever had it on the bucket list to run a 5K at Disney, they're signing up this next time they get an opportunity. You know, if like if it's a marathon, you know, if you're going to ever run 26 miles, I think it's now or never. People are going to do it the next time. So I'm a little bit nervous about that. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but I you're right. I want to do a Run Disney weekend so bad. I miss them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, like this year especially, I mean, the main benefit, I guess, of working from home for me has been, you know, all the extra time I've had on my running. And, you know, I've run my first 10K and I'm my fastest 5K and had all these, you know, great milestones. And I've also had, you know, so much time, like through this show and through like the Lizard Group. And I, you know, I talk about like movies with some of the lizards, like every week in our like a side like movie group, and like just getting to have all these great friendships. I'm just like, I want to meet you guys and at the actual race weekend, you know, and have that experience too. Yep. So
speaking of that, guess what I got for Christmas? Speaking of running, I got a new treadmill because I wore my old one out. So now I'm back on the belt when it's cold. I don't have to be out there in the teens when it's freezing. I'm so excited. So, yes. So you'll see a picture of me on the treadmill. Now, here's the thing real quick, because I know we got to go. We built the treadmill over the last 2 days since Christmas, but it was too big to get into our storage room where the treadmill goes. So we had this treadmill right outside the door. It didn't fit. So we had to have folks come over today. We squished it through the door, and so now it's home. So now tomorrow morning, hopefully, I get to run on a new treadmill. But the thing is, it's killing me because this is the time. Like once Christmas gets past, it was all like, oh, marathon weekend, right? I'm getting the bags out. I'm getting ready to run. I'm ordering my sweats from Amazon, my throwaways. Oh, that first weekend or the second weekend of January is going to be rough. Because I've done it every year for the last 10 years. It's just, oh. And it's more than the races. It's just getting down there and seeing friends.
I hate it.
And Tanya, I might run Rock and Roll Nashville because that's 5 hours away.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of fun.
I might have to do that. Yes.
Yeah. I've never been to Nashville, but even part of the reason I thought it would be fun to just keep getting into running is to, like, you know, travel for these races and go to places like that I've never been. So
absolutely.
Why not?
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, hey, Marlessa, I'm telling you, Happy New Year. 2021 is going to be awesome.
Yes. Happy New Year, Mike.
All right. I'll talk to you next week. You have a good one. You stay safe.
You too. Stay safe.
All right. Bye. See you later. Bye-bye. All right. So that is going to do it. Yes. We're getting lots of Run Disney love in the chat. And that is absolutely, you're appealing to my heart, friends. You know that I love, it's not even the medals. Like I haven't signed up for any of the virtual races because it's not the medals for me. It's the miles. It's the, it's not even the characters on the course. Even though the characters on the course are fun, I like running past a vehicle from Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Or one of the subs from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, or the acrobat guys from Festival of Lion King during marathon course. You know, I love that. I love Rudy and John Pelkey and you know, the announcers and just everything there is going on. But mostly friends. You know, I miss my friends over the Run Disney weekends because we have so many of us down there. It's so much fun. Around every corner, there's another lizard. There's a friend, and we're all kind of working to better ourselves. We're working to push ourselves, whether it's running 5, 10, half or full. God, I miss it, but it'll be back. It's just going to be a little rough for me. Second weekend of January. Cause I sure miss it. I sure miss it right now, but we're going to make it happen, but we got to get out of here for now. Of course, we'll have another podcast on the feed here for your Friday for New Year's Day. But right now, I just want to thank each and every one of you for an amazing 2020. Again, this year was unlike any other year that we've ever had. But we got to grow as a podcast. We got to have some fun. Back in March and April and May, we got to do those daily shows. We had 6 shows a week. And we got to kind of know each other a lot better each night. We get together and talk. And speaking of, where's Alfred? He's not in here tonight. But we got to have a good time together. And I appreciate that you took the time to hang with us and really build our family, our community in 2020. Because without having this, it would have been a lot harder on me. Without being able to talk with you guys, even when the parks were closed, we got through it all together. And we're going to continue to get through it all together. We're not there yet. You know, come 2021, January 1st, this isn't going to go away, but we're going to all still rally together. We're just going to get a renewed strength in 2021. You know, it's like, if I can give a football analogy, you know, we're probably in the third quarter. And the third quarter to me, even when I was a teacher, I always told my students, third quarter is the hardest quarter in school because school's not new anymore, but the end of the year is still quite a ways away. But it's really hard to keep your head down and keep grinding in the third quarter. because you're not at a real remarkable place. Not the last 2 minutes, you can give everything. You still got to pace yourself. We're in the third quarter. We're making progress. We're going to get there. We have Walt Disney World to travel to. Hopefully soon we'll have Disney Cruise Line. Hopefully we'll have races, Disneyland. You know, hopefully we're getting there. We're not close to being there yet. We're not in the fourth quarter. We're in the third quarter, I think. We are going to get there, and we're going to celebrate together. I promise you guys that 2021 is going to be great. To Mike over in the UK, Rhonda in Canada, all of our friends around the United States, we're all hanging here tonight together in the live chat. I wish you guys the happiest of New Year's, an amazing 2021. We're going to make it amazing. We're going to celebrate together, and we're going to make it awesome. So thank you so much for hanging with us again. Another show coming out tomorrow on the feed on Friday with Ricky and probably Scott, I think, this week. And I just appreciate you very much. So for Pam and Ricky, not here tonight, I'm Mike, wishing you a very happy new year. However you celebrate, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.